Over the past 3 years, Wisconsin has received $1.5 million from the Department of Justice, all of it targeting the needs of ex-offenders returning to their communities. This most recent grant will be used to expand the current collaboration between the Department of Corrections and a range of community and faith-based organizations in the state's most populous county. The director of Project Return, Wendell Hruska, says he's encouraged that policymakers are paying more attention to a population that needs all the help they can get.
I'm hoping that this money will not come with strings attached to it, that there's a time limit of when the individual has been released, that they're not going to discriminate based on a felony conviction, the type of felony conviction, that violent offenders are going to be able to be helped through this. I'm hoping that it's across the board type of assistance that can help anybody and everybody through the process, because everybody's needing it.
Department of Corrections spokesperson Tony Streveler says there are really very few restrictions on who the funds can be used to assist.
Persons over the age of 18, persons who have been released from some level of confinement, specifically adult prison, and they also allow from adult county jail settings, persons who are not convicted of sex crimes, and those are the only limiting factors.
The grant funds will pay to provide a wide range of services for about 200 ex-offenders, including drug and alcohol treatment and job training and placement. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.